Look how far we've come, my baby.
Go Durand Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Build you a house out on the water that really impresses your father. Yeah. And you can find some grown-up friends, drink some wine in California. But even if you cut it shorter, you'll always have long blonde hair. You'll always be Memphis queen. You'll always be my first time in New Orleans. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I'll never be 23 with anyone but you. You can marry who you want, go back to Tennessee, but you'll never be 23 with anyone but me. We'll always have Foray Beach, we'll always have Delta Nights, we'll always be in between real love and real life. You can ride the train to work, straighten out your accent in the city, like your folks ain't from Mississippi. Yeah. You probably got an office view, wearing those skirts you always hated. Yeah, you're so sophisticated. But I bet you when you drink too much, I bet you think about back when. I really hope you're happy now. I'm really glad I knew you then. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I'll never be 23 with anyone but you. You can marry who you want, go back to Tennessee, but you'll never be 23 with anyone but me. We'll always have Foley Beach, we'll always have Delta Nights, we'll always be in between real love.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Two people with direct knowledge say that during his sit-down with most of the nation's Democratic governors on Wednesday, President Biden said he had a medical checkup after last week's debate and is in good health.
One source familiar with the president's schedule telling ABC News the president had a checkup with a White House physician a few days after the debate because of a cold. That person said it was a brief exam, which did not include any major tests.
ABC's Rachel Scott. ABC News announced that the George Stephanopoulos interview with the president will air Friday night as a primetime special. A judge in Madison, Wisconsin struck down provisions of that state's 2011 law severely curbing the influence of public employee unions, the judge refusing to dismiss a challenge to the law. Polls are open in Great Britain, where voters are widely expected to put an end to 14 years of Conservative Party leadership, including yanking Britain out of the European Union. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Cue the fireworks and celebrate Independence Day with the Omaha Steaks 4th of July sale. Save 50% off site-wide and fire up the perfect backyard cookout with tender steaks, juicy burgers, deli-style franks, and more family favorites. Shop today at omahasteaks.com and score an extra $30 off when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout. Plus, every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Wednesday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. August milk up 25 to 1986, September up 23 to 2030, October up 20 to 2025, November up 18 at 1994. Cheese markets, barrels up 2.25 to 190 and a quarter, 40-pound blocks steady at 190, 2-trade a barrel, 3-trade a block on the day, cash butter down 0.25 to 313 and a half, 3 trades on the day, grade A non Fed dry milk up 1 to 118, 2 trades on the day. Dry weigh steady at 49 and no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets mostly higher on the day as the market continues to see added support with some of the fundamentals. Lower corn prices also helping to support live and feeder cattle markets. Hog markets higher in the nearby months, lower in deferreds. Packers did purchase 14,000 head on Tuesday and that helped the nearby market. August live cattle up 82 cents to 185.92. August feeder cattle up at 227 to 263.37. July hogs up 52 cents to 89.75. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets mostly lower on the day. Relatively quiet day on Wednesday. There was really not a lot of fresh news to support the market. Cooler and wetter conditions are expected to linger for much of the corn belt in the near term. Soybeans higher due to strength in soybean oil and soybean meal prices, even though near-term moisture should help with crop development. Wheat markets were relatively quiet. Harvest pressure and oversold conditions continue to pressure the market. The winter wheat harvest now moving north of I-80. July corn up 1.5 to 403.5. New crop down 1.75 to 419.5. July beans up 11.5 to 1176.5. New crop up 8.5 to 1121.5. July wheat in Chicago down 7 to 554.5. July wheat in Minneapolis up 2.5 to 630.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash and August corn 354, new crop 365, cash beans 1108, new crop 1042. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 380.5, August 375.5, September 370.5, new crop 374.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 383, August 380, new crop 374. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 355, new crop 364, cash beans 1105, new crop 1046. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 367, new crop 369, cash beans 1101, new crop 1036. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 388, August 380, new crop 374, cash beans 1141, August 1129, new crop 1062. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 355, new crop 364, cash beans 1112, new crop 1049. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 182 to 202, Holstein fed cattle 165 to 184, market cows 103 to 139. Bulls 137-165, calves 250-935, beef steers 174-375, Holstein steers 172-382. Sheep markets, market lambs 180 and down, light lambs 200 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 105 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 220 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 50-205, fed lambs 170-191, and ewes 75-100. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the Morning Farm Report from WRDN.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Flex your ruggedness in the Nissan Pathfinder Rock Creek. Take on those big bad trails with big bad 18-inch beadlock style wheels with all-terrain tires.
Obstacles, what obstacles? Rock Creek trim, exclusive extra ground clearance, easily maneuvers over uneven terrain.
From rocky trails and muddy paths to sandy dunes and snowy roads, there's plenty of places to show off this SUV.
Find your path in the Nissan Pathfinder Rock Creek. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely today, especially this afternoon. Our high right around 81 today. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms 60. Tomorrow, more scattered thunderstorms, high of 69. Could be some heavy rain with a half inch to an inch or more through tomorrow. Kick your summertime barbecue up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's made from Grandpa's original recipe, and this stuff is wicked good. Grandpa's BBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country.
I used to come home late, not a minute too soon. Barking like a dog, howling at the moon. You'd be mad as a nowhere hand. Up all night wondering where I'd been. I'd fall down and say, come help me, honey. You laughed out loud, I guess you thought it was funny. But I sobered up, I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Now I'm painting the house and I'm mending the fence. I guess I've gone and lost all my good sense. Too much work, it's hard for your health. I could have died drinking, now I'm killing myself. And I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. And I'm mowing the grass, and you made me a list, and I'm busting my wheel. All broke down, tail's been dragging. It's a rough old life up here on the wagon. I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Yeah, I sobered up, now I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old set a four-letter word. It started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. Got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The next side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo night light. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. Some things and holding mama's hand, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. With tears in my eyes, I wrapped him in a hook. Said, my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman, we'll be just alike, hey, won't we, Dad? When I can do everything you do, 'cause I've been watching you.
Reeling in the hits all day long. Real Country, 1430.
Bobby played his guitar on the hard side of town, where it's hard for a poor boy to find the money. He had dedication, he had the heart and soul, somehow knew he was born to play. People said, get a real job, support your family, 'cause there's no future in the road you're taking. He never said a word, the dreamer just kept on. Late at night you could hear him sing. He said, I'm gonna be somebody. One of these days I'm gonna break these chains.
a struggle. It took him 10 years to the top. But now he's number one on the stage and the radio. Still he can't believe how people come from miles around. When it seemed like only yesterday he was saved. The same old hungry eyes looked up at Bobby and said, I'm gonna be somebody. One of these days I'm gonna break these chains. And I'm gonna be somebody someday. You can bet your heart.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Travis Tritt, I'm going to be somebody here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Independence Day, happy 4th of July. We have temperatures in the upper 50s to low 60s across the region. Looks like in our ag weather forecast, we do have some showers and storms on the way, and we could see some heavy rain as well. We'll have more details with our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, Gary Crawford is in. How much is that 4th of July hamburger going to cost you? Well, you'll have more on that here coming up in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded, Synergy Co-op.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The H5N1 biosecurity measures are now in place for this year's summer fairs and festivals. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Summer is fair season, so it's time to show cattle. With the H5N1 virus infecting lactating dairy cattle, it's important to get those cattle tested before the fair begins. Darlene Conkle, Wisconsin State Veterinarian, talks about what biosecurity measures exhibitors can take at their fairs.
We recommend, and we have recommended this for a long time, that different species of animals be kept separate as possible at the fair. We know some of the barn situations are such that multiple species can be kept within the same barn. But to look at airflow and trying to separate different species, for instance, this particular H5N1 virus we know can spread potentially from cattle to poultry or from poultry to cattle. So we want to try to keep those two groups separate.
Each exhibitor can also take steps to prevent the spread of H5N1.
Individual exhibitors should try to keep their own equipment, feeding supplies, grooming supplies, milking supplies separate from other exhibitors and keep all that equipment clean and sanitized between use. And we also recommend that trailers transporting animals to the fair and back be cleaned in between the usage.
Conkle also has biosecurity recommendations for after the fair is over.
Folks, when they bring their animals back home, should try to keep them isolated from the rest of the herd for 21 days and just watch them closely for any signs of illness. And in general, we want people to be looking out for signs of this virus and maintaining good biosecurity on their farms in general.
The state of Wisconsin has already required that all lactating dairy cattle that will be shown at a fair need to be tested prior to the fair. Some fairs are already saying there won't be lactating dairy cattle at this year's fairs. The Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls has announced that lactating dairy cattle will not be a part of this year's dairy show. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Ugh, kitchen ants. Runaway roaches? A spider? A spider! A spider! Relax. Just use Zevo. Zevo bug sprays use essential oils to eliminate those pests and up to 20 household insects. Plus, Zevo is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Just spritz the bugs and wipe them away. Zevo. People friendly, bug deadly.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely today, especially this afternoon. Our high right around 81 today. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms 60. Tomorrow, more scattered thunderstorms, high of 69. Could be some heavy rain with a half inch to an inch or more through tomorrow. Kick your summertime barbecue up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's made from Grandpa's original recipe, and this stuff is wicked good. Grandpa's BBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
A minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign. My eyes just about popped out of my head. It said the stars were stacked against you, girl. Get back in bed. I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah. No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. letters to the clerk. The pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky. I feel lucky today. Now 11 million later, I was sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah. Hey, Dwight. Hey, Lyle. Boys, you don't have to fight. Hot dog, I feel lucky tonight. I feel lucky today.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Mary Chapin Carpenter, I Feel Lucky, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Independence Day Thursday, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 50s to low 60s across the region. We do have showers and storms and heavy rain on the way. National Dairy Herd Information Association's announced it'll offer $1,000 scholarships to high school seniors and college undergraduate students. Applicants must be full-time incoming continuing students at a technical college or a two-year or four-year college or university to be eligible for one of those scholarships. The applicant must be a family member or employee of a herd on a DHI test, family member of a DHI employee, or employee of a DHI affiliate. Just visit DHIA.org. That's DHIA.org for more information. We have Farm Progress America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by the Steffes Group, over 60 years of auction excellence. Happy Independence Day, everyone! 247 years ago today, the Continental Congress adopted the Declaration of Independence, setting the stage for the American Revolution. None of it would have been possible without the efforts of the American farmer. I'll have the details when we come back.
Steffes Group bringing you another great American classic this July, a summer auction. With over 60 years of auction experience, Steffes Group is proud to present the Grand Island Late Model Equipment Auction in Nebraska. This timed online auction, closing on Wednesday, July 17th at 10 a.m. Central, features equipment located at the Husker Harvest Days location. Can't make it to Nebraska? Go to steffesgroup.com for complete equipment descriptions and pictures. Auction to include late model tractors, combines, sprayers, headers, and more. Bidding opens on Wednesday, July 10th at 8 a.m. Central and closes on Wednesday, July 17th at 10 a.m. Central. Don't miss out on the chance to bid on late model farm equipment at the Grand Island Late Model Equipment Auction. Again, bidding closes on Wednesday, July 17th at 10 a.m. Central. That's steffesgroup.com.
Yes, the story of American independence isn't just a story of battles and generals. It's also about the vital role agriculture played in securing our freedom from Great Britain. This 4th of July, it's worth thinking about the unsung heroes of the Revolution, the American farmers. In the 1700s, the American colonies were largely agrarian. Most colonists were engaged in farming, growing crops we're familiar with today, like wheat, corn, cotton, and tobacco. Those crops were crucial for feeding the local population, but they were also a significant source of revenue through trade with Great Britain.
But as tensions began to rise with the English, farmers found themselves at the heart of the conflict. The notorious Stamp and Townsend Acts raised taxes on a large number of American goods and made American ag products too expensive for marketing in Great Britain, leading to a collapse in our ag exports. The economic strain put on farmers helped fuel widespread resentment and played a pivotal role in galvanizing support for independence. Farmers contributed to the revolutionary cause in several ways, most importantly by providing food and essential services to the Continental Army, giving the Yankees a key logistical advantage over the British, but farmers also joined the fight directly. Historians note that these citizen soldiers brought frontier skills and determination to the fight, while also having a deep knowledge of their local area, which gave the Continental Army a crucial advantage in guerrilla tactics. Moreover, the resilience and ingenuity of American farmers during the Revolution set the stage for the nation's future agricultural development. Faced with blockades and shortages, they adapted by finding new ways to produce and preserve food, ensuring the colonies could sustain themselves despite British efforts to cut off supplies. Also, to support the war effort, farmers were willing to accept the paper money issued by the Continental Congress, even though it was quickly depreciating. Economists argue that by using the bills anyway, farmers helped finance the rebellion through their labor and production, and it's been referred to as an act of economic patriotism. That legacy continues through the modern ag industry here in the United States, and I'll be back with more after this.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
This Independence Day, let's recognize the efforts of American farmers in securing our freedom. Their contributions to the revolutionary cause were immense and consequential. So as we enjoy the fireworks and festivities, let's take a moment to remember that the impact of agriculture goes well beyond our fence lines. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Steffes Group, over 60 years of auction excellence. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I feel tears welling up cold and deep inside, like my heart sprung a big break. And a stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. You might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide in sorrow when I may lay right down and fall. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache
going to the inside.
My tears are holding back there and I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratch for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches and the winner loses all. We'll
I've ventured in love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. And how I lived in fear of waking up each morning, finding that you're gone from me. There's aching pain in my heart for today was the one I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, and trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another save. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. Comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another's sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. The winner loses all.
Go Pep and Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine. If your heart ain't busy tonight, well, I could keep it occupied for a long, long time. If your lips ain't got something pressing to do, if your arms aren't held up, well, they're invited to. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine anytime. Well, it's kind of you to lend me an ear. Well, that's a start. But I believe if I could only get the rest of you over here, well, all of you might fall in love with all of me. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine anytime. Oh, yeah. If your feet are restless for somewhere to go, and your eyes want something more to see, why don't you let them lead the rest of you to my door, so all of you can fall in love with all of me. If your heart ain't busy tonight, well, maybe it would like to get with mine. If your heart ain't busy tonight, well, I could keep it occupied for a long, long time. Yes, I could. If your lips ain't got something pressing to do, if your arms aren't held up, well, they're invited to. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine anytime. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine. Uh-huh.
Raymond's in his Sunday best. He's usually up to his chest in oil and grease. There's the Martins walking in with that mean little freckle-faced kid who broke a window last week. Sweet Miss Betty likes to sing off-key in the pew behind me. That's what I love about Sunday. I sing along as the choir sways every verse of Amazing Grace. And then we shake the preacher's hand, go home into your blue jeans, have some chicken and some baked beans, pick a backyard football team, not do much of anything. That's what I love about Sunday. I stroll to the end of the drive, pick up the Sunday Times, grab a coffee cup. Looks like Sally and Ron finally tied the knot. Well, it's about time. It's 35 cents off a ground round. Baby, cut that coupon out. That's what I love about Sunday. Catnapping on the porch swing, you curled up next to me. The smell of jasmine wakes us up. Take a walk down a back road, tackle box and a cane pole, carve our names in that white oak. Steal a kiss as the sun fades. That's what I love about Sunday. Oh yeah. New believers getting baptized, mama's hands raised up high, having a hallelujah good time, a smile on everybody's face. That's what I love about Sunday.
Locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Ain't it just like one of us to pick up the phone and call after a couple drinks and say how you been? I've been wondering if maybe you've been thinking about me. And somewhere in the conversation, an old familiar invitation always arrives. And I may hate myself in the morning, but I'm gonna love you tonight. Just can't help but want. And even though we just can't make it work out well, the want to lingers on. So once again we wind up in each other's arms, pretending that it's right. And I may hate myself in the morning, but I'm gonna love you tonight. I know it's wrong, but it ain't easy moving on. So why can't two friends remember
again? that's what it is in lonely late night calls like this that we try to find. And I may hate myself in the morning, but I'm gonna love you tonight. And I may hate myself in the morning, but I'm gonna love you tonight.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. USDA released updates to the federal milk marketing order. The 332-page proposal released Monday would restore a rule that makes the Class 1 milk price the higher of the price of Class 3 or Class 4 for a month. After an initial reading of the proposal, the National Milk Producers Federation reacted positively. We're heartened that much of what we proposed after more than 2 years of policy development and another year of testimony and explanation is reflected in USDA's recommended FMO modernization plan, said National Milk President and CEO Greg Dowd. Crafting an effective milk pricing system for farmers is complex and requires a careful balance. He also says USDA plans acknowledge that complexity, and while it doesn't match the Federation's proposal in every detail, Dowd says it looks largely in keeping with the comprehensive approach painstakingly determined by the work of dairy farmers and their cooperatives over the past 3 years. The incoming government in Mexico will discard a key goal of the previous administration to reduce yellow corn imports and achieve self-sufficiency in yellow corn production. Investing.com says the incoming agriculture minister, Julio Bergu, says Mexico will focus on maintaining self-sufficiency in the white corn that's commonly used in tortillas, a Mexican dietary staple. The policy of former President López Obrador aimed at dramatically reducing the imports of yellow corn, most of which comes from the U.S., and boost local production instead. Obrador wanted to limit the use of genetically modified corn, sparking a trade dispute with the U.S. Our objective is not to reduce imports, but to produce more, said Bergdo. Our goal in the six-year term is not self-sufficiency in yellow corn. Mexico's appetite for meat is growing, leading to an increasing demand for corn in the livestock sector, and that will mean larger imports of yellow corn. Wisconsin agriculture producers who have not yet completed their crop acreage reports after planting should make an appointment with their Farm Service Agency Service Center before July 15th. An acreage report documents a crop grown on a farm or ranch and its intended uses. Filing an accurate and timely report for all crops and land uses, including failed acreage and prevented planted acreage, can prevent the loss of benefits. Now, the July 15th deadline is for corn, soybeans, oats, rye, barley, wheat, sunflowers, pumpkins, sorghum, potatoes, hemp, and perennial forages, along with CRP. For more information, contact your local Farm Service Agency office. Another case of the H5N1 virus has been detected in a central Minnesota cattle herd. The Minnesota Board of Animal Health says the illness was found in a herd in Benton County last Friday. It's the seventh time this year that the H5N1 flu virus has been found in a dairy herd in Minnesota. According to USDA, the H5N1 virus has been found in 137 livestock herds in 12 states. Meanwhile, Wisconsin still has yet to have a single herd detected with the H5N1 virus. Farmer sentiment lowered in June as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer reading of 105 was 3 points below May's level. The overall drop in sentiment was due to a 5-point drop in the Index of Future Expectations, which dropped to 112, while the June Current Conditions Index increased to 90, 1 point higher than the May index. High input costs, the risk of lower prices for their products, and rising interest rates continue to weigh on farmer sentiment. The impact of rising interest rates on their farms has become a bigger concern for producers in recent months. Interest rates and higher break-even levels combined with concerns that crop and livestock prices could weaken are holding back producer sentiment in making producers cautious about making large investments. The Farm Capital Investment Index dropped by 3% to a reading of 132. The long-term farmland value index also dropped by 7 points. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
In this season of independence, we salute all those families preparing for the local county fair. To the kids sweating in the barn and all those parents standing ringside who really did all the work. Let us help get those animals' diets just right and ready for show day. So grab that blue ribbon and plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely today, especially this afternoon. Our high right around 81 today. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms 60. Tomorrow, more scattered thunderstorms, high of 69. Could be some heavy rain with a half inch to an inch or more through tomorrow. Kick your summertime barbecue up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's made from Grandpa's original recipe, and this stuff is wicked good. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
There's a for sale sign on a big old rusty tractor. You can't miss it. It's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower. With I Love Jenny painted in bright green. Hey, that's my Uncle Bill there by the courthouse. He'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down. And this is my town.
Yeah, this is my town. Hey, where I was born, where I was raised, where I keep all my yesterdays. Where I ran off cause I got mad and it came to blows with my old man. Where I came back, settled down, that's where they're putting me in the ground. This is my town. Yeah.
Going on here since they closed the mill, but that whistle still blows every day at noon. A bunch of us still go down to the diner. I wonder if that interstate's still coming through. But come Sunday morning service at the Church of Christ, well, there ain't an empty seat to be found. And this is my town.
Yeah, this is my town. Where I was born, where I was raised.